once you touch it, you cannot untouch it. It's bigger than you. It's a life of its own. It's a force of its own. Mm. You know, and the reason for the new Nigeria is because, you know, Nigeria is destined, you know, against the background of our fighting one another, of our corruption, of our ineptitudes and mismanagement of resources, out of that chaos and disorder, you know, the new Nigeria is going to exemplify, you know, a synergy, a beautiful synergy of the different ethnic nationalities that were at once at war with one another. Right. It will be a tapestry. It will be something that when it comes for, the world will see, the world will be blown away. The world will be amazed because they will say, ah, I mean, this is the Nigeria that everybody cursed, the Nigeria that nobody thought any good can come out of. And it has begun to typify and demonstrate something that the world is looking for. You know, so out of this chaos, just like the mythical phoenix dies, and out of the ashes of his death, you know, it resurrects and becomes life again. You know, that's the new Nigeria that is coming for. You know, there's a story I normally tell. Honestly, I forgot where I had the story first, but it has become such a powerful thing for me. You know, it talks about an ancient Asian community that got a precious inheritance, you know, from their forefathers. And it was made of clay, very beautiful heirloom, something they revered, they worshipped, you know. Time came, you know, the thing began to crumble and break away, and they were terrified. They didn't know what to do. They tried everything to preserve it. They could not. Lo and behold, one day the thing fell apart. Guess what? You know, Solomon, what they saw inside was far more precious than what was outside. What was inside was precious metal, gold of the same stature, but hidden inside the clay. Now, clay is brittle, which is the old Nigeria. Clay is fragile, which is the old Nigeria. Clay is not something you want to do anything with. It's bound to break away. So it's the old Nigeria, you know, the chaos, the wickedness, the corruption, the activities of the political escort, political leaders who are using tribe and religion to make Nigeria. That's the brittle, that's the clay. That is, you can't preserve it. It's dying. And then the beauty inside, which is the gold, is coming for, which is the new Nigeria. And I can tell you boldly, a time is coming, and the time is here, that the ethnic nationalities who used to hate one another will love one another, care for one another, you know, and live together. You know, one more analogy I'll give, and okay. The human body is made up of over 30 trillion cells, one single human body, 30 trillion cells. Over 100 organs in the body, you know, the brain, the esophagus, the liver, the kidney, what have you. Then some scientists say 8 systems, some say 9, some say 10, 11, depending. But all these systems, all these 30 trillion cells, over 100 organs, you know, 8 to 10, 11 systems work together in perfect synergy as one, you know. And that is a picture, a metaphor for the new Nigeria, that, you know, remember when you are just an infant, a toddler, you know, how your life was chaotic, you know, poo-pooed at any time, you know, cried at any time. You know what? Out of that tiny bundle of disorder and chaos has grown up these adults now that, you know, operates as a powerful human being. And all of that stuff. So that's a metaphor for the new Nigeria. That's why it is inevitable. Like Chris said, what we're experiencing is not the end. It's a journey. It's a destination we're going through. You know, it's like building the highest building in the whole world. When you go to a building site, there's so much chaos. But by the time it's done and you unveil it, you'll find that, I mean, this is a wonder to behold. So that's the new Nigeria for you. You know, it's because it has something to give to the world, something to give to humanity that humanity needs.
Right.
That's the why for the new Nigeria.
That's I was waiting for that punchline. Yeah. The why. You know?
You spoke about
the purpose as well. I think maybe we should, you know, if we, you know, I don't know, 1-2 minutes and really, really anchor on purpose. You know, now we know the why we have a new Nigeria. Before we go into who is the new Nigerian, which would be the second subject matter, we have about 10 minutes to each talk about. This new Nigeria that we really want, don't get me wrong, I have our own vision of a new Nigeria, and mine is based on expectations from our childhood dreams, because I lived in a Nigeria that was relatively good, you know? Yeah. So it's easy for me to realign hope, because I'm like, why don't you just take it back to how it used to be before when I was young? Even that was not perfect, but it was really good. No, it was quite exciting. A lot of things were done by the government to aid development and growth, you know. So I have a place I can always fall back to. But most of the young people these days, they don't have anything. Like someone who was born 30 years ago, they haven't seen a good Nigeria. They struggle to say Nigeria was good before. So my question to you guys is, you know, what is the actual purpose of wanting a new Nigeria? We know why, but what's the purpose of it? Because you aligned with purpose there. So what is the purpose and how does that sit with our current situation?
Okay. Yeah, like we said, that when the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable.
There you go.
Now, over the years, we've operated as a nation then without this purpose. And truly, the purpose of Nigeria has been highlighted differently. Even everybody will tell you that Africa is waiting for Nigeria.
Yeah.
Even those who are non-Nigerians. You know, when I listen to some of African citizens talk about Nigeria, you wonder, how did they get it? We that in Nigeria don't even know about who we are. You know, but others can cite and speak of who we truly are as a people. And I will start by, you know, relating with this very important quote of Nelson Mandela when he says that the world will not respect Africa until Nigeria earns that respect.
That's true.
And he went further to say that the black people all over the world that are waiting for Nigeria, or they are looking up to Nigeria as their hope and courage. But the last sentence he made on that quote is the most important to me, which we are not taking very seriously.
Right.
And he said, Nigerian citizens must be made to understand these facts. Why it's become important for the Nigerian citizens to be made to understand this fact is that if you don't know that purpose, if you don't know who you are, you can never live up to it. So imagine where a Nigerian, whether from the east, west, or south, or calls himself an Hausa man, or Igbo man, or Yoruba man, understand that his standing is what the whole Africa is waiting for. That Nigeria, when Nigeria becomes strong, the whole Africa will get their freedom. And also, that the whole Africa or the whole black race will be proud of being a black, if only we get it right. I'm sure that every Nigerian will put behind him or her whatever that will stop Africa from being free, or whatever that will make the black race of not becoming a proud people. Now, that is in itself. Unfortunately, you look at the trend of our leadership. Nobody talks about that. Nobody has even one day talked about, you know, how do we put Nigeria in order, not to talk of how Nigeria can free the African people. And because we have derailed and going on a negative path of it, let me tell you, in the past 30 years, the world has evolved in everything they do. Those who are good in innovation, they have evolved, they have improved in it.
Yeah.
But what has Nigeria been doing all these years? We took a pattern of life. And I can tell you, we increased our momentum in the wrong direction that we took. That's why 20 years ago was better than 15 years. 15 years was better than 10 years. 10 years was better than 5 years. 5 years was better than 2 years. 2 years was better than last year. Last year was better than this year. You see that we've been progressing in error, or we have been moving forward in error. So the only way out now is for us to realign who we truly are and then begin to grow. And if we do that this year, between next year and next 2 years, we would have made progress in the right direction. So I think that is the major issue that we need to capture. That the old order is not something, it's not sustainable, it's not something we can depend on. It's not something we have to even believe in. You know, like now, sometimes some people will tell me what is not going on in Nigeria. And I tell them, I don't want to hear because that order is gone. We need to give a new direction, a new narration into who we truly are. Let us begin to speak in that area and leave the past that is not giving us any glory behind. Let us leave it behind so that we can focus on what is new and what is good. You know, because as far as we continue, you know, to make references to the past, as far as we keep looking back, we cannot move forward. That is the truth of where we are as a people. That Nigerians must understand this truth and make sure that every Nigerian understand this truth, that we are a people who must declare and who must provide freedom for the other countries in Africa, and that the whole world is looking up to us to define the human race through the black race, who the black men are, who the black people are, who are we, you know, all those things that have eluded us in the past. How do we get it back? How do we exemplify to the world that the black people actually have what, something that the world is waiting for? I think, in my own opinion, someone like Nelson Mandela demonstrated the courage of the black person, you know, in his leadership example. You know, he demonstrated it when he showed that he wasn't angry over what has happened to us. Like now, we shouldn't be angry over what is happening to us in Nigeria. The Africanness in us is to forgive and to deploy those things that we know that will move us forward, rather than looking back at what has happened or fighting those who have fought us. That was the example Nelson Mandela, you know, brought to the fore, that made him one of the resounding leadership personalities in the world of today. That the world are still learning from him, learning from this African gentleman, who a true leader should be. So that is one of the things that we must understand at this point, that time has come. Yeah. We must put behind us our past and be able to move forward and be able to, you know, carve out a niche of that true Africanness in us, so that it can become the discussion. You know, if we keep looking at the past and we keep making reference to the past, we are going nowhere. We must put our past behind, and we have to bring about a new narrative, which is the new Nigeria. What the new Nigeria is and where we are going from here.